It is The Wave, 97.9 WHAV, and in the studio with me is John Dowse, CEO of Pentucket Bank, Eric Luderitz, president, and gentlemen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Wynn.
Wynn, thanks for having us in today.
It's my pleasure to have you in, because I think that this might be the only opening in your schedule this week, because you've got quite a few things that are going to be happening. Starting, well, you got the a meeting tonight. Today, you always have a meeting, but tomorrow you got to sharpen up the scissors.
We have a lot of things going. We will have a grand opening tomorrow, and it's related to a lot of other events that are happening here in Haverhill and across the bank. So thanks for having us in to talk about them.
Oh, my pleasure to have you here. So yeah, I guess what we could start about is the stadium branch. What's going to be happening there? I know when you were here a few months ago, you were talking about all the remodeling that was at that time going to be happening, and now it's happened.
It is happening. So as you mentioned, we've been planning our stadium branch renovation for quite some time. It was a little bit delayed in construction, but it will be opening this week. And related to that, really choreographed, we will also be closing our Merrimack Street, Main Street branch at 1 Merrimack Street, and opening a temporary branch across the street at HC Media. So a lot going on here this week at Pentucket Bank in support of the overall downtown redevelopment.
So the bank at the corner, White's Corner, that is that'll close down, and then everything moves across the street.
Exactly. Yep. Corner of Merrimack and Main, in relation to Sal Lopoli's overall downtown redevelopment, we've contributed that building or sold that building into the development, and it will close. And coordinated with that, we'll have a temporary branch across the street at Harbor Place, and Eric's going to get into some details about the timing. So all of that starts this week.
That's fantastic. I remember that we had the story about the sale and of that White Corner branch. And so Eric, yeah, what's going to be happening there? Who has to lug the safe across the street?
Fortunately, John's strong enough. He can bring that safe across the street with no problems whatsoever. But no, as you know, we've always been heavily involved in downtown Haverhill. We're committed to downtown Haverhill. We will never be leaving downtown Haverhill. But we've been also very interested and involved in the redevelopment of downtown. So, unfortunately, our Merrimack Street branch will be closing. Tomorrow will be the last day. The building has been sold to the Lupoli companies, who are going to redevelop that entire corner. But the good news is, as soon as that redevelopment is done, we'll be back in the exact same location, 1 Merrimack Street, the corner of Merrimack and Main.
Well, it's I'm trying to figure out in my head, what did you have to do to that HC Media spot to prepare it?
I'm calling it a branch light, so it will be a cashless branch. So you won't be able to take cash in, but you'll be able to do most of the transactions. So you get a new debit card, you can open an account, you can get inquiries. There will be someone staffed there basically 40 hours a week. And then any type of other transaction you need, we have a new ATM that's been brought, and it's over next to Barrios. We've had an ATM there for a while, but this one will take deposits as well. Well, rather than just dispense cash.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. So a cashless branch, so is that like a sign of the future?
There are a number of places that do have cashless branches. It's not really a sign of the future. It was just something we felt was important to do to service our customers. And again, we always want to be in downtown Haverhill. So it was kind of, it served both of those needs.
Well, I knew somebody in used to belong to the New Report Rotary Club, and I knew somebody whose husband was an architect, and he was an architect for a lot of banks, and so he always had to do something with the vaults. So what happens at the vault at White's Corner? Where's that going?
The vault at White's will go away. So that entire building is being demolished as part of the redevelopment. And so when we build it back, though, we'll have, you know, safe deposit boxes, a vault. It'll be a full-scale, full-service branch. And that's probably 12 to 15 months away.
12 to 15 months, okay. We had a story on WHAB that that the demolition of the Gokie parking deck is going to be taking place late winter, early spring?
And that's, you know, that's out of our hands. That's Lipoli's timetable, but that is what's driving the timing of all of these choreographed moves at the bank.
John, have you ever done this stuff before in your banking history?
Not exactly the scale of this all at once, but, you know, it's really important to us to take a community leadership role and invest in the downtime. We've always done that. We did it at Harbor Place. We did it at 1 Merrimack Street when we bought that branch. It was originally doctor's offices, if you go way back, part of Pawtucket Medical, and we have invested in that over time, and now it's time to give way. If you notice, the Merrimack Street intersection there narrows, and it really is a traffic choke point, and the town has wanted to redevelop that and widen that intersection for years. Without our offices being sold into the development, they couldn't do that. So this allows for the redevelopment the way the town would like to redevelop it.
Oh, I get it, because this is going to be happening. Well, actually, this might all be done before the Basileir Bridge is done, isn't it?
We have no idea the timing of the Basileir Bridge, but yes, it could be a little congested downtown for quite some time as the Lipoli companies, you know, build a new structure on that corner and the bridge gets rebuilt. But we're looking forward to the final product, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Cashless branch. I like that idea.
Well, to be clear, when there will be an ATM that takes cash and dispenses cash, so there will be cash in the bank at all times, but there won't be a typical teller drawer in that temporary branch. When we come back with the full-service branch at 1 Merrimack Street, then that'll be, you know, a typical branch that you've grown to love and expect.
Hey, that's radio talk when we come back. tell me about, it's a different look, just like the stadium branch is going to have a different look, too.
Absolutely, and we're thrilled about the stadium branch. It is beautiful. I've been in there a number of times since the construction started, and as we said, that will reopen. Tomorrow will be its first day reopened. As you know, that's right across from the football stadium next to Holy Family. It's going to be a brand new showcase branch. I encourage everyone to go visit it. It's gorgeous inside. It's got some really nice homages to the town of the city of Haverhill. So go take a look at it. But it's three stories with 24 offices. It's fantastic.
Now, I know when you were here, you were saying you were hoping it would be done by the end of the year 2023. So what happened there?
Construction. We, you know, despite the best laid plans, certain things got in the way, and it ended up being February rather than the end of December, but that's the way it goes sometimes with projects.
Now, I know over at Haverhill City Hall, they're running a contest right now, the Top Dog Contest. So one dog gets dog license number one. They're running the contest for that. Do you have the first deposit all picked out? Who's going to be doing that?
That's a very good point, Wynn. We do not. We should have choreographed that. There's a lot of choreography going on here. We did not get to that level of detail, but maybe we should. And as Eric indicates, we want everyone to come down and visit. We will have an open house later on, probably in April, for customers and the whole community, and we encourage people to come and visit and open an account.
Yeah, and that's what you were talking about previously, is that it's going to have a different look, not the traditional bank look.
Correct. It was time to modernize that branch, and we will be modernizing the rest of our branches as well. But gone is the traditional teller line that kind of separated our customers from our staff. Now there's something we call a teller pod. It's more open. Still have some offices for privacy, as you might expect, but it's just an open, more airy, more inviting branch. It's beautiful.
And that's because a lot of banking these days is done electronically?
That's correct. So when people come in, they more want to meet. It used to be very transactional. Now it's a little more in-depth. So we still need the transaction space, which is the teller pod, but we do need the offices a bit more.
If you can imagine when trying to take a customer through getting set up on online banking, maybe on their phone, that's really difficult to do across a teller line that, and the old school ones had glass, right? You had a little window. You could pass things back and forth. We really want to work shoulder to shoulder with our customers, and that's what the physical layout of new branches tends to do.
All right. Well, looking forward to that. Looking forward to to all the stuff that's going to be happening. And yeah, it's going to be fun to watch everybody cross the street. Yeah, you know, make sure you look both ways.
No doubt.
No doubt. We are looking forward to it. We're thrilled about this, and can't wait till it's all done.
All right. Anything else you guys would like to add?
I think that is it. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, you bet. My pleasure to have you here. Eric Luderitz, president of Pawtucket Bank, John Dow, CEO, our guest this morning right here on The Wave, 97.9 WHJV.